Hello?
Hi, my name is Alex. I'm calling with Opinion Research for the public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask for a donation.
I can't hear you very well. The connection is a bit staticky.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, kind of. Not well. Could you repeat what you said?
Okay. My name is Alex. I'm calling with Opinion Research for the public opinion survey about Phoenix. I am not selling anything and I will not ask for a donation. It'll be a brief survey, ma'am, about things that are happening in Phoenix right now.
Such as?
What's going on with the community.
Okay,
It'll be a few minutes. It'll be brief, ma'am. Are you currently living in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yes.
Okay. Generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction, or do you feel that things have gotten off of the wrong track?
It's like a mixed bag, you know, I've definitely seen a lot of like negative effects of like the expanding growth and like its effect on like water usage in the valley, and going homeless population and how the government like treats homeless people isn't great. I don't know. I guess like certain aspects of like.
Which one would you lean towards more, the right direction or the wrong track?
That's tricky because I feel like that could be misconstrued to like fit a certain narrative.
Okay. All right. We'll leave it like that. And now I would like to ask you some questions about Levine area of Phoenix. This lies south of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, and west of 27th Avenue, and east of Gila River Indian Community. Now, going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Levine. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read more where the Levine area is again?
No, I think I have a pretty good idea of where Levine is.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. And now, what year were you born?
2002.
Thank you for that. And are you or anyone in your household Hispanic or Latino descent?
Like 3 out of 6 of us are.
Okay, and you and yourself is, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Levine? Would you define it poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Okay.
If I could backtrack on the answer before about if I think it's getting worse, yeah.
About the meaning of Phoenix, going in the wrong direction or right direction?
Yeah, wrong direction.
Okay, wrong track. Thank you for your answer. And you said you are Hispanic or Latino descent. And
yeah.
Overall, you said the quality of life in Levine, you said it was good, correct?
Yeah, it's good.
Thank you for answering. Now, I'm going to read you a list of things that people would say to improve, would improve the quality of life in Levine. Please rate each item on a scale from 1 through 5, where 1 means that it would do very little to improve the quality of life, and 5 means that it would improve the quality of life. You can choose
okay.
any number from 1 through 5. The higher the number, the more it would improve the quality of life in Levine. More shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses?
Disagree. 1.
Better street and road maintenance?
Sorry, could you repeat that?
Better street and road maintenance.
5.
More good paying jobs?
Like 3.
Thank you for your answer. Better public transportation.
That's tricky. It depends. If we're talking about the light rail, probably not, because it would probably increase gentrification. I don't know how to answer that. 3.
Okay, thank you for your answer. More affordable housing options to buy or rent, to rent or buy?
I don't know how to answer that either. 2.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. More parks and recreational opportunities.
4.
Thank you for your answer. More dining and entertainment options.
Three.
Okay. Thank you for your answers. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker?
I'm a student.
Okay. Thank you for your answer. And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses to employ people who work in trades, warehouses, retails, and restaurants in the Bean?
I think there's enough.
Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
About the right amount.
Thank you for your answer. Thinking about the businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses to employ office workers or corporate professionals in the Bean?
I'll come inside. Just give me a second. Give me a second.
No, I'm like an adult.
I need to fix the TV out here. Sorry, could you repeat that?
Thinking about businesses in your area, would you say there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses to employ office workers and other corporate professionals in the Bean?
I don't think there's enough.
Okay. Too few, then. It would be your answer. Correct?
Sure. Okay.
Thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of a kind of businesses in the Bean. Would you like to see more dollar stores and discount chains in the Bean?
No.
Would you like to see more grocery stores and supermarkets in the Bean?
No.
Would you like to see more home goods stores and other retail stores like Target in the Bean?
Like what?
Like Target in the Bean. Any other home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
No. Well, can I answer that halfway, kind of?
You could, if you do a yes, is it a strong yes or a somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you for your answer. Would you like to see more restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues in the Bean?
Yes.
Would you say strong yes or somewhat yes?
Strong yes. Like theaters and stuff?
Restaurant, bars, and entertainment venues. I believe that, depends how you would take that now.
Oh, okay. All right.
So the answer would be on that one?
That would be somewhat yes.
Okay, thank you. And would you like to see more doctor offices and hospitals in Levine?
No.
Okay, thank you for your answer. Cabal en espíritu. Okay, and in your own words, please, what type of stores and businesses would you like to see more in Levine? Up in Levine?
A theater.
Okay. Thank you. And switching gears a bit, how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Levine? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing affordability not a problem at all, a slight problem, a moderate problem, or a fair big problem, or a very big problem?
Not really a problem.
Okay.
Well, no, I guess it's a bit of a problem.
So a slight problem, would you say?
Slight problem.
Thank you for your answer. How much of a problem is housing affordability in Levine? That is to say, how much does it cost to buy or rent a home? Is housing affordability not a problem at all? A slight problem, a moderate problem, a fairly big problem, or a very big problem?
Does this only have to do with, like, houses?
Yeah, that's correct. How much of a problem is housing affordability?
A moderate problem.
Okay, thank you for your answers. Still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kind of housing for each. Please tell me no or yes if you would like to see more of that kind of housing in Levine. Would you like to see more townhouses or attached homes in Levine?
That's like condos and stuff?
Townhouses or attached homes.
I don't know what that is.
Townhomes?
I guess, yeah.
Those are the ones that are, like, attached, they're right next to each other, kind of like apartments.
Yeah.
Okay, strong yes or somewhat yes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you for your answer. Would you like to see more housing options for seniors in Levine?
Yes.
Somewhat yes or strongly yes?
Somewhat yes.
Thank you for your answer. Would you like to see more single-family detached homes? That's what that means.
No.
Would you like to see more multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums?
Somewhat yes.
Okay, thank you for your answers. How long have you lived in Phoenix?
All my life. 21 years.
More than 20 years.
Yeah.
Okay, and do you currently own your home, rent your home, or do you live with a friend or family?
I live with my family.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Levine. Please tell me whether you oppose or favor each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more apartment buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as the way to address housing costs and options? Do you oppose or
favor?
Do you somewhat favor or strong favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, the answer. Next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more condominium buildings. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Favor.
Do you somewhat favor or strongly favor?
Somewhat favor.
Okay, next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Favor.
Okay, somewhat favor or?
Somewhat favor.
Okay. Next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Can you repeat that?
Okay. The next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing. Do you oppose or favor that as a way of addressing housing costs and options?
Such as where?
Commercial properties, empty stores and commercial properties.
Yeah, like in Levine, I just don't know where those would be.
I would say that question just in general in Levine. Okay, the question is, the next proposal is to repurpose or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing in Levine. Do you oppose or do you favor that as a way to address housing costs and options?
Is it okay? I received a text message about this through my phone. Is it okay if I finish the survey on there?
It'll be, I got like 3 minutes left. We're almost done now. If you answer just like three more, we'll just jump on the next one and we're almost done.
Okay, so this question,
yes. Would you oppose or favor?
I just feel like I need to think about this a little bit more.
If you don't know, that's fine, ma'am.
Okay.
Now, the next one is, the next proposal is to repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing in Levine. Do you oppose or do you favor that as a way to address housing costs?
Oppose.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. And here is the last question for the section here is, and the next proposal is to change zoning laws to allow a mix of single family homes, townhomes, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood. Do you oppose or favor this as a way to address housing costs and options?
Favor.
Okay, somewhat or strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, thank you. Finally, okay, we're almost done. I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
The last year of schooling that I completed?
Right.
Like last year, I'm still in school.
Okay, so you're in college?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Just a moment. All right. Now, here's one. What is the annual household income? Just stop me whenever I get to the right amount. Less than 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,001 to 75,000, 75,001 to 100,000, 100,001 to 125,000, or more than 125,000.
You're asking me what my income is?
Yeah, the annual household income. Just stop me. It's an approximate. Stop me when I'm...
Like
less 25,000, 25,000 to 50,000, 50,001 to 75,000 a year.
It's like 40,000.
Okay, thank you. And finally, for strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name? Is it Gabriel? Thank you for your participation.